This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on the show today, guest-wise, we got Will Dawkins, Wizards general manager. He'll be on the show at 8. And we'll close out the show with Kevin McCarthy. I'll tell you what to see at the movies or to stream this weekend.
I got to tell you, I thought that I wouldn't be back into the NBA. Mm-hmm. I lost a little bit in the early season, but I think the Luka trade, the Jimmy Butler trade sparked some interest.
It's reinvigorated you.
I found myself watching the Nuggets-Bucks game last night, which was on TNT, which was Giannis versus the Joker. They both put up big numbers. Joker had a big triple-double in the loss. Giannis, I think, finished with 19 rebounds to go along with 30-plus points.
Yep, yep.
Meanwhile, Steph Curry put up 12. He put up 19 threes, but hit 12 of them.
That's absurd.
So just do the math there. That's 36 points. He finished with 56 points. And Golden State has only lost one game since they've added Jimmy Butler. So I think the Western Conference.
What did Butler do?
Is going to be super. He only finished with 5 points.
Oh, okay.
Steph was taking all the shots.
Yeah, yeah. He took 25 shots.
Western Conference playoffs are going to be super intriguing. Because you have the Lakers who won last night. LeBron goes for over 30 and had a bunch of boards. Luka's shooting terribly, but he's grabbing a bunch of rebounds and they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the Lakers on the rise. You've got the Golden State Warriors winning now with Jimmy Butler. And then you have the established teams like OKC, the Denver Nuggets. I think the Western Conference can be intriguing. I don't put that much stock into like the teams that have never done it before, like Houston and Memphis, but they're high ranked. And then you've got low ranked teams like Minnesota with Anthony Edwards. I mean, they made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals last year.
You know who played well for them last night? Terrence Shannon. Now they lost.
What's Terrence Shannon's story?
He was the kid from Illinois who was accused of rape.
Oh, that's right.
And he slipped in the draft because of it, but he's been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, Edwards got kicked out because he threw the ball in the stands, but. But Shannon has been really good.
I stayed up till fill in the blank.
Oh, geez. Hold on. 11:45.
12:45.
How do you do that?
I think it was 12:25.
Did you take a nap?
I don't understand.
Did I take a nap on
yesterday
on Thursday?
I don't know how you can survive.
I don't think so.
I don't know how you survive on like 4 hours. Sleep.
This is actually the impressive and maybe psychotic part.
Yeah,
is that JP won't have an ounce of caffeine during the show.
Well, that's shocking. I don't know how.
Yeah, he just drinks water.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all I drink.
But. And I think he barely drinks water.
You didn't go to bed at 12:30.
No, I know. I don't know how he does it. I just assumed he took a 2 hour power nap.
I don't think
but
I did
if he
yesterday.
Didn't. Well, you would remember.
Definitely
if
not
you
a 2 hour power nap.
Yeah.
I might have snuck in a short one.
I'm more surprised you watched a random Bucks Nuggets game in late February. That's
I didn't watch it start to finish.
To me, that's more shocking.
Because the Caps were on, and unfortunately the Caps lost.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the Caps.
Jason gave Carberry the kiss of death saying he's coach of the year. Now they don't win anymore at home.
Well, this is what I thought.
Hold on, let's pump the brakes. That was their first back-to-back losses at home since like
mid-December. Yeah.
So, like, okay.
And Lindgren was in the net. You know what? I like Lindgren,
like
but let's
him,
be real,
like
the other guy's better.
Logan Thompson clearly better than Lindgren.
But I feel like they had the JV goalie in, and they lost 4-2. Mm-hmm. Ovi didn't score.
Right.
So I was watching that.
Lost 5-2. They allowed 5.
That's right. Yeah. They let the empty netter in.
Yeah.
They pulled the goalie with like 3 minutes to go. I was watching a little of the alt cast with our boy GP.
Yeah.
and Tariq El-Bashir and Tony P from D.C. That guy's... I had never heard of Tony P in D.C.
I'll be
fully
honest.
Now he's everywhere.
My only exposure to Tony P ever is through the tentacles of this show. And or the Altcast.
Same.
Like, I'm glad he's making a living doing whatever he's doing, but I never come in contact with any of his content unless we're talking about
it. I know he does the Like It or Not on Channel 5 sometimes at 7:30.
All right.
Lion Hour.
I don't know what that is. I mean,
Fox 5 has a show. It's kind of their own.
They just throw out morning show. Goofy topics and Like It or Not.
Hold on. It's during the mornings while we're doing this show?
No, it's at 7:30
Oh, he's doing the later version.
It's at night?
Yes.
At 7:30?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm either watching
We never watch it. Yeah.
Or I'm watching my man Blanc Coulibaly, or I'm digesting something
Our guy
else.
Guy Lambert's on it sometimes.
Guy Lambert. Just saw him this morning.
Yeah, Guy.
I didn't know he did a TV show at 7:30 at night.
Sometimes. They rotate the hosts, but...
I asked my wife because I see.
That show's been on for years, and they promote it heavily on social media. So it's just humorous that you haven't seen it.
It's just blind spot.
He doesn't care.
All of us have blind spots.
He just doesn't pay attention to it.
I don't watch it. I just see it with the menu.
If it was somebody dying, Cakes would retain that information.
Or poker related.
Yeah. Right. Or poker related.
Yeah.
He's seen it. He just doesn't retain it because he doesn't care about it.
Because it's a knot for Cakes.
Yeah. probably a knot.
I mean, at 7:30, we're mostly watching sports. At 7:30.
Correct.
We're not going to be watching Like It or Not. I get it.
Right.
Anyway,
it doesn't matter.
Tony P, we were chastised by the boys behind the glass because none of us were aware of who Tony P in DC was. They followed him on Instagram or were at least aware of him. And now we're aware of him because of that discussion on the show.
Right.
And then we met him.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the Wizards game.
Nice guy.
We went to the Wizards game. Nice guy. And he was on the Altcast last night, which I was checking out because we're doing it next Friday.
That's right.
They were promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
On the bottom of the telecast, you would see our four dumb faces
time
to time, and it would say Altcast.
We'll be on for the Caps Red Wings
next Friday.
Altcast.
But I did ask my wife, who's on Instagram a lot. She had no idea who Tony P in DC is. So it's just, you know, like EB talks about his reels. It just depends what's on your algorithm, what you're checking out.
What's your thing?
But the Caps lose 5-2. You're right. 5-2.
How are we doing on guests for the Altcast? We got to have at least two.
I think that's what we're doing.
I don't know.
We're doing Darren Revelle. And then we're working on somebody
who's
a friend of the show.
Because last time we did it, the third period when we didn't have any guests, very dry.
I think that's the format that they like. I
mean, it's too dry.
They like dry? Dry is the format?
No,
the format
don't you agree it was dry?
Third period, no guests.
I'm trying to remember.
Because we were basically just watching the game and commenting every 35 seconds.
You know what? If that's what they want,
I don't know if they want that, but that's what it was.
That might be what they're going to get.
So Drabby, I don't know if you... Do you ever read like the recaps of games on ESPN? This floored me. So after the, I don't know who wrote this for ESPN, but the Blues beat the Caps last night, right?
Probably Gronk.
It was just a staff guy.
Yeah, it's an AI.
You're probably right. Maybe it was Gronk or Gronk, whatever you call it. It said it always has a takeaway segment.
Okay, yeah. Right, it has a blurb for each team.
Just takeaway from the Blues.
Right.
Says in Captain Braden Schenn's 1,000th regular season game in the league, his teammates brought some of their best, blah, 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 blah. Capitals, it says, for as well as things have been going before the week started, it looks like this team has hit a mid-season hull. No, lull, I'm sorry, lull.
Okay, yeah.
Mid-season lull, they just put up 15 goals in the first two games after the break.
They have to have something for the blurb.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
They had two duds at home.
They've been so good that dropping two straight is kind of a story.
They had two duds at home, but the two games before that, they put up 100 goals.
I know.
I don't think that's a mid-season lull.
If you don't lose at home and you lose two in a row, it's a bit of a lull.
That's a mid-season lull.
The Caps have been
minor lull.
They've been so outstanding.
I don't know. I thought that was a reach from a takeaway.
They've been so damn good that dropping two games at home and look, Carberry talked about it. I think his quote was, we just didn't seem to have that oomph that we've had before. Like, it's kind of a mini story. They've been so outstanding that dropping two straight at home for the first time in like 2.5 or 3 months, it becomes a mini story.
It's kind of surprising that they only scored 3 goals in those two games combined. But I don't know. I just thought that was kind of a reach. So they play Tampa tomorrow afternoon, 12:30.
Ooh. Saturday matinee.
So is that an NBC game? Is that a nationally televised game?
I'll double check who's carrying.
And
that
I believe Tampa has won 7 straight. I believe Tampa won last night. I think I saw that, and they have won 7 straight. So they're hot.
Lightning at Caps. That's on ESPN Plus.
Okay, all right. So yeah, Tampa beat Calgary last night 3-0. So they've won 7 straight. So don't forget, Caps playing tomorrow at 12:30.
Like that quick reminder.
Yeah. But you did mention the NBA from last night. Steph was unbelievable. They beat the Magic by 6 in Orlando, but he had 56. He hit 12 threes. He was 12 for 19 from 3. He just made it look so easy. From the highlights I saw, It just looked so easy for him. You mentioned the Bucks beat the Nuggets by 9. Joker had 32, 14, and 10. He's just is he averaging a triple-double?
Believe so. Jesus. But he's probably not going to be the MVP. I did hear the stat. Do you know who the last player was in the NBA to finish top two in the MVP for 5 straight years?
I have no clue.
Because Joker's about to do it. It's assumed he's going to finish either first or second this
year. Karl Malone.
Nope.
Was it further back?
Yes.
Dominique?
He finished top two in the MVP?
I'm just asking.
5 years in a row.
He was pretty damn good. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Ever heard of Larry Bird? That's how dominant he was. 81 through 86, he either finished number one in the MVP. I think he won the MVP 3 straight years. Or second place.
Well, if you're averaging a triple-double and your team is 15 games over 500 and you're obviously going to the playoffs, I think you should win the MVP.
Maybe you should, but I think the odds are that Shea is going to win it.
He's really good.
Joker's averaging 29, 12.5, and 10.4 assists.
You know what? Yeah. Joker fatigue. People have Joker fatigue.
Is that what it is? He's so damn good.
He's just so good. Just like, okay. At this point, it's expected.
He's averaging a trip dub. It's not good. A trip dub, by the way, with almost 30 points per game. This isn't like a 12-point trip dub, which those are great, too.
That's the only way to explain it.
Yeah.
There's some wacky metric which shows that Shea's, there's a million analytics and metrics, but I can't remember the name of the metric which has Shea as the top, like, most efficient player in the game.
Well, he's having
a
great year, and his team is 47-11. I can see it. I mean, they're 9.5 games better than Denver. I just think if you're averaging a triple double, I mean, who's more valuable in the league than Joker?
I think the playoffs are going to be awesome. I mean, we'll see how you could have a matchup like the Nuggets against the Golden State Warriors in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
You could have, let's say, Dallas comes out of the play-in. Dallas plays the Lakers. I mean, there's going to be some mega matchups in the playoffs, which are going to be awesome to watch, I think, mostly on the West side.
Yeah. Well, Cakes is looking forward to the NBA playoffs. I know that.
I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Yeah. Any word on Sarr and if he's going to play the next game, or is the ankle just still banged up?
You've had a mini, like, Alex Sarr, I would say, almost obsession over the last, like, 10 days. Do you have, like, props on him?
No, I just...
You just want us to see if he's healthy and he's playing?
Well, yeah, I mean...
He was questionable on Wednesday.
Ask Will Dawkins. He's going to be on the show at 8 o'clock.
I just think it's interesting because... he was out for a while, and then he came back and played pretty well in that one game. And then I think we had Coach Keefe on. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, we're taking it day by day. And then he's missed the last, I think, 3 games.
Is he going to win Rook of the Year, Alex Sarr? Is he going to put that in his trophy case?
He might be the favorite, but, I mean, if he's not playing, how can he win it?
It's going to be tough to win it if he's sitting on the sideline.
Let me get your updated rookie ladder, Cakes.
Now they play. Oh, they should. Well, I'm not saying they should win. They could win tomorrow. They play who?
The Hornets.
They play the Hornets.
they semi-own the Hornets this year.
The Hornets are just awful. They play in Charlotte tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So we'll see. Well, I guess we can ask Will Dawkins if Sarr's going to play.
How much do you think the Wiz Hornets tickets are going for on the aftermarket? I'm going to look this up. I haven't looked at
$12.
I'm gonna guess you can get in the door for maybe less.
$8?
Maybe $7 or $8.
Your rookie ladder right now has Stephon Castle as the favorite. He's averaging 12.5 points per game for the Spurs. Jalen Wells, number 2 from the Grizzlies. Zach Edey, number 3. also from the Grizzlies. I don't know, Sar's down there, man.
Jason, I wish that I could get in to see Ovi.
Sar's number nine.
Wish I could get in to see Ovi as cheap.
So Sar's not winning it.
If you want to go see the Wiz Hornets tomorrow at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, tickets start as low as
$8.
$6.
Wow. Nice.
Man, I wish I could
road trip.
Columbus tickets for $6.
We'll take a road trip.
Have to look at Ovi's pace.
How much would someone have to pay you to drive down to Charlotte tomorrow and sit in the entire, all 48 minutes?
Drive there. I have to watch
48 minutes.
Okay.
And then spend the night in a hotel and come back on Sunday.
I'd do it for $1,000.
I would too.
Call Thomas Mooney.
see if he's willing to offer.
Yeah, see if he's got 1,000 spare bucks lying around.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing. Did you guys watch any of the Combine?
I watched a little bit of it. I just watched a little bit of the 40, but not.
It is
not
pretty incredible that 270-pound monster can jump 40 inches.
Which one? In the vertical. About? I don't know who you're talking about.
Are you talking about Shamar Stewart?
Yes,
yeah. Shamar Stewart, the defensive. I think he's more like a defensive end, like outside linebacker hybrid, but he's big from Texas A&M. Like. He comps pretty well to somebody named Miles Garrett, who also went to Texas A&M.
Oh, no. It was Landon Jackson.
Okay. The dude from Arkansas.
Arkansas.
He only had 6.5 sacks last season, but he had a 40.5-inch vertical, and he weighs 264 pounds.
And he have alopecia.
Sick athlete. Does he have alopecia? I don't know.
That's just sick. I think we should do the bit and just... If we, Trab, could we somehow find the vertical leap thing? I think I might be under 12 inches. My knees are so bad, I can't jump at all.
I have no idea what mine would be.
I know it's not good.
I know it's not great.
The last thing I would do. But that, the Thompson kid.
I'd be intrigued
kid,
to see how bad we'd perform.
The Nebraska kid ran a 40, I don't know, 4.8
mm-hmm.
defensive lineman.
Is Landon Jackson, is he a whitey? A whitey with a 40-inch vertical?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Did you watch Mac McClung?
An edge
there
rusher?
Are some cakes.
Okay, they're true, but they're outliers. I mean, that is a huge outlier. And he was moving in the 40-yard dash, too. Guy's a freak.
Yeah. So
got to pay attention. Commanders could use an edge rusher.
Well, they certainly could.
I think he might be mixed, Landon Jackson.
I'm confused. I'm very confused over here. But if he can get to the passer 11 or 12 times in a season, please draft him. Yeah. Draft him at number 29.
Yeah, so more combine action today. I'm not sure what positions go today, but I watched a little bit of it. I know that one of the stories from yesterday was a lot of the guys were slipping. Apparently they changed the turf. What I don't know what
I
they
saw. There were false starts the guys had, like on the 40, they had to restart at least a few times.
Yeah. There's like a new infill of whatever they blend to make the turf in Indianapolis. It's different than the years past. So a lot of guys were slipping. So I don't know. That was one of the stories yesterday. Mini story.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener line. Stay tuned for your chance to win Dierks Bentley tickets. We'll give you a chance to win those shortly here on the Junkies.